It's just a place to throw your loose hay. Uh-huh. But in a granary, you've got to have, see, wheat is, it'll run out if you don't have it enclosed pretty well. Uh-huh. And they have more like boxes in yeah. there, big boxes uh-huh. for it. Pour the grain out in.
What I was wondering is...
Don't have to have no top on no. Underneath the roof.
Yeah, but I was wondering is if, like, if you put some logs or boards up there in the loft to hold, you know, to keep the hay, to kind of make...
Oh, yeah, you do. You have to floor it just like you would to stay in and have it.
Then you have, like, a compartment up there. I mean, would the compartment in the loft be called the mow? That's what I was...
Yeah, thinking. It'd be called the mow. Of course, you don't... You really don't have any... Have any partitions in it.
Right.
You don't need a partition, just have the whole floor of the barn to pitch your hay up in. And of course, hay is not hard to retain. You can keep it in there easy because it's rough, you know, and big long hay. Okay. But they have to be so you wouldn't step through them. Mm-hmm. If you don't, it'll have hurt yourself.
Everybody would, everybody used that upper part of the barn for hay then. Okay. Now, the in the field at haying time, when you put the hay in, when you got the hay together, and after you cut the hay, tell me about that. After you cut the hay, what did you do with it?
Well, you first mow it down. It's green. Then you got to sun cure it for a day or two to get that green out of it and get it live where you can handle it. Mm-hmm. And then you have rakes. Now, this right below the house here, that level land down there, my father-in-law. See, this is his home and my wife's home, and he used to mow with a scythe. They used to mow with them at us years ago. They'd never been tied up. They just mow them for hay. They mow them with scythe and put up a pitchfork. Mm-hmm. This fork, you know, you stick in. But, of course, later on they got rakes and they got mowing machines and things like that and put up different. Mm-hmm. I never have mowed it with scythe, but my father-in-law mowed it year after year, and they'd get help, you know, and the wheat, of course, they'd have just the cradles. The cradle, that didn't have no binders then, and when your hay gets dried, ready to rake, and condition, you can feel it, and it's dry, and it won't mow, and then you've got to haul it in on wagons, and pitch it up in the barn. They used to do that.
Did you ever put it into little piles out in the field?
Yeah, that's what they call shocking.
Okay.
There's shocks, those little shocks. You can put them as small as you want to, or big. Right. And they'll kill out a little more if you see a handling that way, and the sun shine on it. And they're mighty nice. Now, when you have the shock, say they don't cover much more room and that stove and that chair together there now, and about high as your head. And they're nice then to load on a wagon.
Uh-huh.
Two men can stand right together and just take a great big bunch and throw it over the wagon over the head. And somebody on the wagons level it down, you know, and keep it in shape.
Were there any other places in the barn other than the mow where you stored hay, or did you put it all up there?
Well, we packed it all up when you put it up loose, and of course you can stack it on the ground if you got storage space in the barn to do that. It'll mold a little if you get it down on the ground.
Now, what kind of animals do you have?
We had cows and horses and mules and things of that sort. You used to have mules and horses for farm with, you know, to pull your machinery. And, of course, you had to pull your wagons in, you haul the hay, if you didn't have anything else. And then, it used to be good pay in raising colts and mules and horses. Because they had to have them everywhere. That's the only thing they had. There's four tractors.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know nothing about tractor. We never had a tractor. 52 was the first year I got a tractor.
Is that right?
Yeah, as a Ford, and I've still got the tractor.
Did you ever plow with oxen?
No, I never have, but I've seen them work and plowed with. No, we never did. We always had horses or mule. But they're good. They're stout. They can pull it off a lot, but they're slow.
Uh-huh.